part two of our consideration is a text from Isaiah chapter 22 and a psalm following. And the psalm is 138. We'll do what we can. First, I have to tell you a little bit about the background of this Isaiah 22 text. It's addressed to a fellow by the name of Shebna. Shebna was master of the palace, is the way this translation goes. He had a high, high position. He ran everything. Then he went and built himself a tomb. You see, when you don't know about the resurrection from the dead, you're only going to exist in the memory of other people. So then you want a big monument, which means manio mentem, admonish the mind. You got to look at Hadrian's, you know, tomb at the other end of the Via della Conciliazione. You know, it's an enormous thing. And it's still called Hadrian's tomb. So we still do remember Hadrian. But that's all the eternity he could think of. You see? So Shebna is building this great big thing, and the word of the Lord comes from Isaiah, who also was part of the court, it seems, to Shebna. And it's tough. Well, why do we have this? Because in here, there is this word we're going to see. I will place the key of the house of David on Eliakim's shoulder. And he will be. When we get to the gospel, it's all about Peter being made the rock, the very place where the temple is built, as I'll try to explain. So that's why this first reading is meant to prepare us for some of the terminology that our Lord will use when establishing Peter as the rock. The Lord says to Shebna, master of the palace, I will thrust you from your office and pull you down from your stations. On that day, I will summon my servant Eliakim, son of Hilkiah, and I will clothe him with your robe, gird him with your sash, and give to him your authority. He's going to be the master of the whole palace. The only one higher than him is the king. And because he was full of himself and so forth. And so he's going to be removed from office. That's not the part that's going to shed so much light on the gospel. But it's picked to show light on the gospel. See? He shall be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. He's going to care for them. You know? There was a text addressed to one of the kings, the son of Josiah, and from Jeremiah. Now, this king had a big building program and a lot of wives and a lot of money. And so Jeremiah had a word from the Lord from him. Same kind of thing. Thus says the Lord, your father lived modestly. He cared for the poor, and he was loyal to me. Is this not to know the Lord? That's knowing the Lord. To know, to recognize, to experience, and to obey, honor him. Both of those mean know the Lord, you see? So, equivalently, he's saying, you never knew me. But he will be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, to the house of Judah. Now, it's because of this kind of terminology, which we'll be returning to, I will place the key of the house of David on Eliakim's shoulder. When he opens, no one shall shut. When he shuts, no one shall open. I will fix him like a peg in a sure spot to be a place of honor for his family. In other words, he is going to be from now on second to the king. And he's going to have this key, which is authority. Now, we'll just have to remember that, because it'll come, if you recall, I will give to you the keys of the kingdom. And it's this authority given to Peter. There is so much Old Testament allusion in that text. When we get there, I think I'm whetting your appetite for when we get there. Okay. So, the psalm is thanksgiving for all of that. I want to be able to read the whole psalm to you. The editors, as I pointed out before, leave out verses. I think because they're worried about time. Sometimes when you're preaching, people are looking at their watch, you know. And so I think that's one of the reasons that we have this short. Okay. This is from David. The first word is, I will give thanks to you. I will give thanks to you with all my heart. The word for give thanks in this text, you see, comes from a verb, yada. Yada with an H at the end of it. And it means to acknowledge. So it's an expression of gratitude. But it's more than that. I want the whole world come. I want to tell you what God did for me. So you see, Odcha b'kol libi, with my whole heart, I give you thanks. I acknowledge you. I praise you. I thank you. It means all of those things. We have the word Hodehu l'Adonai kitov. I think we've talked about that before. Same word. Praise, acknowledge, give thanks, I think, in the psalm. Hodehu lo ki tov. Because he's good or it's good, both. You see? So, this psalm starts off, it's a school of prayer, these psalms. You see? If you're stuck on how to pray, pick up the psalms. St. Augustine has this beautiful prayer. In the psalms, I'm praying in you, and you're praying to me, both. And as I pray in you, I move you to the Father, because these are inspired words. They're like no other words anywhere. There's beautiful poems in honor of God, beautiful songs, and they're quite beautiful, but they don't have the power to change our heart and to carry us to God the way the psalms do. And so, you see, I will worship in your presence. El Heka Kodshach. And I will, again, make known your name because of your chesed. Do you recognize how many times when we read these Old Testament texts, these same words come? Your chesed. Isn't it amazing that God is enthusiastically faithful to the covenant? What would you do if he weren't? Would you call a cop? What could you do? Do you see the total spontaneity, generosity? And in case we get nervous, he promised, or he said it, but, you know, who knows? He promises. So we've got him. And chesed is being faithful, you see, to that. It just as justice is honoring the truth of every relationship. What is this relationship? It's God to himself. He's promised us. Now we can be sure. Because he owes it to himself now to be faithful to his promise. And so, you see, and I will praise your name because of your chesed and your emet. I'll bet you 9 times out of 10, when we stop to look at the psalm, we've seen chesed and emet. Huh? Chesed, your faithfulness, your enthusiastic faithfulness to your justice, your right relationship. And then emet, you're solid. You know, you don't change. And that's truth. See, in the Semitic mind, truth is not correspondence between A and B. It's solidity. That's why falsehood and evil are evanescent. I think I've used this example before, but Psalm 1, you know, blessed is the man who doesn't walk according to the counsel of the wicked and sit and so forth, sit in the seat of the, you know, doesn't follow the counsel. Why? See, or what's the result of that? He's like a tree planted in water, always bearing fruit. That's emet, huh? To be like that. And it's the fruit of justice. So he's saying that, you see, that because of your hesed and your emet. And then it goes on to say in that same, I will worship at your holy temple and give thanks to your name because of your kindness and your truth, which are the just two words I just told you about, chesed and emet. You say, well, why don't they put down, enthusiastic fidelity to the covenant and your stability? People would say, what's that mean? So we translate them, but it's nice to know what's behind them, huh? Because they can get to be your slogans, huh? Your kindness and your truth. For you have made great above all things your name and your promise. The most powerful, most stable thing in the world is the name of God, His reputation, the expression of who He is, you see, and His promise. Those are the things. Now, why does this psalm, which is supposed to be taking off and explaining the reading, you see, because the promise is, I will place the key of the house of David on Eliakim's shoulders. When he opens, no one shall shut. When he shuts, no one shall open. That's a word of God. It's going to happen. You see? And so this psalm is a response to that. Okay. And then it says, O Lord, all the kings of the earth shall give thanks to you. And you can imagine what that word, give thanks, what's the root of it, right? This were a class and I could hear you, I would say, what was that root? Yada, the same root. I acknowledge what you've done. I give thanks, you see? And so, when they hear the words of your mouth, and they shall sing. Can you imagine that? You see, they will sing about the ways of the Lord. The ways. Well, we have that expression in English. You know, I like his ways. I like the way he does things. I like the way. Derek means way. A madrik on a tourist trip is the, what is it called in English? He's the one who takes everybody around. The guide. Madrik. Comes from Derek. The way. But the ways of God, you see? And they shall sing and they shall say, you see, Gadol Kavod Adonai, the Kavod of God, and there's that other beautiful word, is the Kavod, you see, is Yahweh, the Adonai. And then the text goes up to say, the Lord is exalted, and